Monroe County officials have been discussing for years whether to build a new justice center that would, among other things, replace the county's undersized 144-year-old courthouse and jail. But the project's estimated $27 million price tag drew criticism. Dennis Kleinert is the chair of the group, the Monroe County Taxpayers Relief Committee. He says county board members weren't listening to the people's concerns, that now isn't the time to jack county property taxes up by 30% to 40%.
It would literally mean the difference for some as to whether or not they live in a house or they have to move, try to find an apartment, or try to afford living elsewhere with restrictive economic means.
The Monroe County Taxpayers Relief Committee circulated petitions targeting several members who voted for the Justice Center. 7 out of 8 candidates just lost recall elections. The county board chair is facing his own recall election on November 3rd. Monroe County Sheriff Dennis Pedersen says Tuesday's election has ground the effort by the county to build a new justice center to a halt.
It will be disappointing because, yeah, it will, but it will be primarily disappointing because after nearly 2 decades of discussion, it appeared as though we were about to turn the corner and actually get something done.
Kleinert says his group isn't against considering future projects to help Monroe County. He says they want to see the county live within its means. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.